Dear friends, I am Mary. I am your sister and soulmate. I connect with you through the heart. I am bringing to you the vibrations of home, the vibration of your natural state of being, which is free from self-loathing, self-hatred. When you are in your natural vibration, you deeply know that you are free to explore life, that you have been free all along to go through all the extremes that life, that duality has to offer, and that this is as it should be. When you are in your natural state of being, you accept the flow of life, the extremes of life, and you know that you are innocent. Once you get caught up in the cycles of life on Earth, when you start to believe in the extremes of duality, in the polarities of good and bad, light and dark, then you start to play a role in this huge game of life, which becomes more and more real to you as you take the plunge into incarnation, into the flesh, into duality. And at your deepest point or densest point, so to speak, you believe that this is all there is. You believe that you are this tiny fragment, this tiny little piece in a big universe that is ruled by huge forces, forces of good and bad, forces that seem to be bigger than you. And when you are fully immersed in the human experience and the fierce loneliness, anxiety that goes with it, you lose touch with your natural vibration. You lose touch with what I call home. And what once started as an intriguing, mysterious, exciting game now becomes a nightmare. You get trapped in an illusion, and it seems so hard to get out. The reality of fear, its energetic presence, can be so strong and overwhelming that it seems impossible to get out of it. It's like you got imprisoned and all the people around you are in the same prison. So as soon as you wake up and you start to remember that there's a different kind of vibration, that there's something else, something much more joyful and free and beautiful, then you start to look for recognition in the eyes of the people around you. But they are also deeply trapped into this prison. So they tell you, no, what are you talking about? You're crazy. You have to survive here, make a living, be tough. Don't give in to this dreamy, idealistic notions. You're crazy, you're not real. This is the fate of many lightworkers, because they do have this strong memory or homesickness inside them. And it's very hard or even impossible for them to get used to prison life. You are wired to break free from it, to escape. This is why you are here. It's your soul's purpose or mission, if you want to call it that way, to change the vibration of human consciousness on Earth. And you do so by recalling your own natural vibration and by feeling it, nourishing it, and helping it to awaken while being in body on Earth. And this is the art of self-love. Remembering your true natural vibration, which is the vibration of a creator, not a victim. It's the vibration of a lover of life, not someone who's just trying to survive, to get by. Self-love is essentially the art of knowing thyself. And to know thyself, you have to work through a thick veil of illusions. And I'd like to address some of them, some of the most fundamental illusions that keep you from loving yourself. And the first one I'd like to address is the illusion that you are a human being. It's true that you took on the shape of a human being, and you've been doing this for quite a number of lifetimes, so you got deeply immersed into the human experience. But it's just an experience. And in itself, the human experience is very rich, deep, and complicated. So it offers food for the soul. The soul, your soul, likes to explore. It is a lover. Your soul is a lover of life. But the soul is not mere human. I invite you to connect with your soul now and rise above your human mind. Don't think too much about it. Feel the presence of who you are beyond your human form, your body, your mind. Remember who you were before you were born. And to help you free yourself from the notion of being human, I ask you to imagine that before you were born, you were this huge bird with enormous wings, and you are flying high up in the sky, but this sky is not physical. It's made of heavenly material. And as you fly there, sense the effortlessness and the feeling of freedom and adventure. Feel how it's almost like being without a body, in the sense of the heaviness of a physical body. The bird is just energy in motion. It can travel through dimensions, and it can go wherever it feels pulled to go. The bird doesn't think, it feels. Imagine you are this bird now. Your consciousness enters its body, the heart, the head, the wings, and you feel a lightness. Like a heaviness drops away from you. And you do remember that it's all a game, and that you can and will go out of this dimension of the human at one point, and you will remember that the freest part of you is actually without any form. It's just beingness, and it's full of life. It has a natural sense of wonder, of magic, and the joy of being alive. Allow this original vibration to awaken inside you. Integrate the bird or the angel. And don't get trapped too deeply into the human experience. In your imagination, go to the moment in time that you were born on Earth in this life, and that you were this tiny little baby and hold her or him into your, in your angelic arms. You are still the bird, the angel, and you look this tiny child into the eyes and tell her or tell him, remember who you are. I am with you always. You are innocent. You are free. This little baby is so lovable. And whatever happened to you in the course of your childhood or adult life, whatever estranged you or disconnected you from this precious child, it is still there. And although you now, most of you are filled with judgments about yourself, about life, about how things should have been, should be, ought to be, I'm asking you to merely look into the eyes of the baby child. Feel how its innocence, its openness breaks through all levels of judgment. Forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for the things that went wrong, that you considered went wrong, for the mistakes you think you made, the harm you inflicted on others. Forgive. This child carries inside an ignorance that is a gift. The child is pure life. The child is the part of you that took the leap into incarnation, into not knowing, ignorance, thereby creating the space for the depth of experience that you gained by becoming human. And yes, the child, you, made mistakes. You got trapped in the realm of duality, got trapped by illusions, but it's important to forgive. That's your way out. As you forgive yourself, you forgive others. You forgive the world for being as it is. You forgive human reality for being so flawed and imperfect and tragic. You rise to the level of your natural vibration, which is playful. And you realize that going through the whole experience of being human has made your heart wider and more open. a deep level of compassion. True knowledge and insight is ultimately the result of all your incarnations, the treasure that is awaiting you. Stop punishing yourself and walk out of your prison. You are not a helpless, tiny human being. You are divine and free. Get out of the illusion of being just human. The next important illusion I'd like to address, an illusion that keeps you from receiving love, is the notion that you are fundamentally alone and that you have to do it by yourself, have to survive, attain your goals all by yourself. Most of you are struggling with a deep sense of aloneness, a sense of separation, really, which tortures you, and which is not natural. This feeling of loneliness, being fragmented, disconnected, is causing a lot of fear or a lack of safety in your very being. And it's very hard to love yourself, to even connect with the reality of love, when you are in this, when you embrace this belief in separation, because that's what it is. It's a belief. It's not a reality. When you are in the realm of being that I am now, that from which I speak and connect with you, in this realm, which reflects your natural state of being, you are a soul, and in a way you are a separate being, in the sense that you are unique. You have your own individual experience. You are you, and not anyone else. However, you feel so deeply connected with life around you. It's like you breathe it in constantly, like now you are breathing in oxygen with every breath, and it's an unconscious activity. It just happens constantly, and this is what it's like in my dimension. You are connected to the whole, to life, in an effortless way. It's automatic, so to speak. And this is exactly the feeling and the sense of safety and belonging that you are missing so much in your earth lives. And I want you to know that this sense of connectedness is available to you now. I ask you to go with your awareness into the center of your heart, the center of your chest, and there feel an opening towards the dimension, the realm of being that I'm in and that is your home. Connect with it. Be the angel that you are. And allow the loving energy of home to enter your heart. Perhaps you see beautiful images of nature or your spirit friends, your guides, as you call them. Just allow this kindness, this beauty to come to you. You are free of your human concerns for a moment. And you allow your energy space, your energy field to be refreshed, revitalized by this vibration of loving connection. It feels timeless. It's an everlasting, eternal source that you are tapping into. You are not alone. And to get a firmer grasp of this connectedness, I'm asking you to now imagine that you are sitting in a lovely place out in nature, in this dimension, and you're enjoying the sounds of the birds, the trees, the wind. Everything feels welcoming and peaceful. You feel like you belong here. There's a familiarity, a sense of intimacy. And then someone appears to you, a very dear friend, who comes up to talk with you. He or she sits down next to you. And you smile at each other. There's this brotherly or sisterly feeling between the two of you. And you notice how your friend looks at you with this deep sense of compassion, understanding what you're going through, being on earth. And then you ask him or her, how can I keep my own natural vibration alive while being in human body? How can I lose this sense of disconnection or being alone? How can I make sense of it all? And you allow the loving wise energy of your friend to flow to you. It's like an energy transmission. And then you receive their answer. And the energy coming to you is the energy of love, of pure self-love. Allowing yourself to be loved, to feel safe, to be who you are, to express yourself freely, to receive what you really need in your human life. Open up to the abundance of joy, kindness, freedom that wants to come your way. You are worthy of love, worthy of kindness. Look deeply into the eyes of your friend on the other side and know that you are loved and cared for. And I'm asking you now to become aware of your breath, your breathing in the here and now, coming back to the present, your earthly body. And take with you the images you have seen on this journey, the image of the innocent baby child, the image of your heavenly friend's eyes, be tender and compassionate with yourself. This is also the highest quality that you share with other human beings. The art of self-love means you break through, you get rid of some of the persistent illusions that human society makes you believe in. The art of self-love means that you disconnect from the vibration of fear and loneliness that is so widespread on Earth right now. It requires that you break free from collective consciousness and are strong and self-aware. Self-love requires a strong awareness to see through what's illusionary. It requires courage to embody your own natural vibration. Is truly a heroic journey. Real self-love is not something sentimental, and ultimately it's not even something deeply emotional. It's more like a realization, a knowingness. The art of self-love is the art of knowing thyself. And you are the pioneers, the leaders of this new consciousness, breaking free from the old. You are here on Earth with a group. There is a network of connected souls worldwide, even though you do not know each other personally. There is a group consciousness there among light workers, and this helps you bring down or channel your natural vibration into the reality of Earth, of human consciousness right now. And I'd like to end by sharing a few moments with all of you who are tuning into this message, this energy right now. And sensing the like-mindedness, the common journey. We on our side truly admire you and love you for who you are. Feel our love. And feel the presence of an awakening consciousness that is here already, right now. Thank you all very much.